ER on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis on the top, two lines from the top. Amar Rav Nachman Achim Shechol Karlin Lekuchuchas. Brothers that split up, it's like they sell it to each other. Pakas Mishtos, if the mistake they make is less than a sixth, Nikna Mekach, like every other sale, the sale is valid. Yes, Rashtos, if it's more than a sixth, Batal Mekach, then it's the sale is null and void. Shtos, Kana Machzorina. It's only been done by the guy himself. If you make him a shliach, Amar the shliach can say, I sent you to make things good for me, not to mess things up for me. Any mess up, you're not my shliach. Only if he didn't say split it in the way Bezin would do it. Because by Bezin, if they make a mistake more than that, the Mechir is Kayim. Not sure about the Yadam, she picks through Shtos, a Yisir, Shtos, Mechir, and Batal, Shem and Gamliel, and Mechir and Kayim, and Rava is paskinning like a Shem and Gamliel, that says Mechir and Kayim even more than a Shtos. How do I'm a Shtos to cut a Mechir right now? I'm a Metalkalim, where there's a Halacha of a No. Mekarki ain't a No, look at us. Mekarki, I'm a Polig Biluyai. It's only if the mistake was made in the value of a Polig Mishchasa, if it's made in the measurement line, then the sale is null and void, even Pongas Mishtos. Because the Rabbah, it's null and void. Because the Rabbah, the Rabbah, Kodavah, should be the Minyan, Mishkulim Minyan. Anything measured, weighed, or counted, Philip Pongas Mishtos, no, Nami Chaser, even less than they know comes back. Period. Something in my mind about it, not a Shalech, as a baby, I'm carrying a Shalech to the cut and pass him to the Yad, and a Chayab, and a Shemayim. That which it says that if you send a fire with Chayashai to the Katan, who are not Shluchim, so you bought him Dini Adam because you didn't do it. The Chayav Dini Shemayim because you're a grumba. If you sent it with a regular person, do me a favor. Can you bring me a half a cup of cold water? Pikeach Chayav, you're the only non-Kayan here. I can bother. Mashalach Biyat Pikeach, almost the only non-Kayan. Mashalach Biyat Pikeach Chayav. If you send it in the hand of a regular guy, the regular guy is chayev. Amai, name is shluchah shaladim kavaytzai. Why don't we say that the shliach works for him? And therefore, why should the bekeach be chayev? Let the guy who set the fire be chayev. And for the gemara shiny husam, they shliach l'dvar veira. It's different over there, they shliach l'dvar veira. The mina divri arab, divri atam, divri mishayman. And we spoke out two svaras here. Either it's a subjective faith. If he should have listened to the Rabbi Nishleil, then it's not a shlichus. I didn't think he was going to do it. So therefore, b'shaygi, for instance, it would be a shlichus v'arveira. Or, that is, the Torah didn't institute shlichus by such a thing because he shouldn't be doing this. And since he shouldn't be doing this, the Torah never made shlichus in this case. It's machloikus v'shaygim. So I think my bite, the other man is shlichus v'asr shlichus v'shlichmol. V'asr shlichus v'alabayismol. If a balabay sends a shlichus to get something, and the shliach got the wrong thing, the shliach is mayo. If he got the right thing, the baal bayis is mayo. Kiasi shlichus is the baal bayis mi bo, amai. They may shliach is varavera. What happened to the rule of a shliach is varavera? And for the gemara shayni, me'ilu di'ova chet chet mitruma. Xeris ha'kasav. There's a xeris shava that says me'ilu is shliach is varavera. Ma'atruma ma'ashvi shliach, av me'ilu ma'ashvi shliach. Frank, the gemara v'nelov, you know? So maybe that's a source for the whole Torah. That the Gemara Mishnah did Milu Shlichus Yachnei Ksuv Mabon Ke'echad. The Torah repeated it twice, and this man the Yama holds Koshnei Ksuv Mabon Ke'echad Eimelamdin. Whatever the Torah could have said it once, and I would have figured out the second one, and the Torah went and repeated it a second time, it cannot serve as a source. Correct the Gemara. Took the Gemara explained Milu Hadamaram. Milu, as we just proved that we learned it out Chet Chet Mituma. And Shlichus Yadmai the Tanya called to our Pesha. What does that mean? A cold to our pesha. That even if he didn't do an action of using it, which is shlichus yad, which turns the shomer into a ganav, right? Somebody's watching an item; he's not allowed to use it. He didn't borrow it. He didn't rent it. He's watching it. If he uses it, he becomes responsible like a ganav. So Rabbi Shammai says, even if he thought to use it, he becomes a ganav. Basil says you have to do an action. Basil What do you do with the pasuk that says you need shlichus yad? Amar la besil la beshamai. Amar la beshamai besil. Can I call to my pasuk yachol? Yachol amali. Shiyachol ain li alahu. Because I would think only if he does it. Amar lav the shulchan minayin. Amar la I call to my pasha. So according to besil, the Torah said yes shlichus by shlichus yad. Yes.
According to
beshamai,
where do we see? Where else do we see that someone is liable for thoughts in beis din shamai?
Let's say nowhere else. Okay. Let's say nowhere else. Doesn't make a difference. He learned it from here. It doesn't have to have anywhere else.
No, I hear
it.
It's a novelty.
They're learning it out of a pasuk. Just want to, I'm going to spend, I might be entering in a minefield. I should not do this. But the Gemara in Erevin says, and this is follows the same thing, Basil always explains, and always, Basil explains Bishamai's pasuk. Bishamai does not come back and explain Beisil Pasuk. This is a general thought, way it happens. Beshamai brings a raya from a Pasuk. Beisil brings a raya from a Pasuk. But if Beisil do with Beshamai's Pasuk, they explain it. Very rarely does it say, what does Beshamai do with Beisil's Pasuk? The Gemara in Erevin says that that was one of the differences in Beshamai and Beisil. The Beisil always went back to explain the other Pasuk, and we don't have that Beshamai went and told Beisil. We learned something else out from that. I don't know if this case is approved because it could be Beshamai just says read the pasuk without adding anything, but I don't know. Dr. Gemara right. Hanichel LeBeisils, we have Shnei Ksuvim. El LeBeshamai, the Mukmal LeKroel, the Machshava Kamaisa, they learned it to tell me Machshava Kamaisa, Nelef Mina, so Me'ilas alone. And for the Gemara, it's not Me'ilas Tvichel Mechiru, Shnei Ksuvim Abon Kecha. Because by Tvichel Mechiru, when a God of seals is sure or sad, and he shech to the cells, we say Yesh Liachler also. We learned that great treatment. You always have to have somebody else involved in the sale. That's good if two is enough not to be a source. But the one that says two is a source, what are you going to do? Now, if you could answer, it's three. According to Beis Hillel, it's three. But in Beis Shammai, we only have two. So really, in Beis Hillel, we're good to go. Even if you hold, you need three. We have three. We have Yilat Yichel Mechira and Shlichus Yad. But Beis Shammai doesn't have Shlichus Yad, so what are they going to do? And for the Gemara, Gala Rechman B'Shul Tichot, Dam Yechosh Elish Ahu Dam Shavuch. What's the who? So tell me who will Shluchai. That Shad is, the Torah said, we don't say Shlichus Yad V'Aveira. How do I know it everywhere else? Why did you learn that from Shkut Chutz? Why didn't you learn that from Yil and Tzicha Mechira? If you hold Shnei Tzum HaBok HaEchel and Melamdin. And for the Gemara, Kassadra Kassarachmana, B'nichasei Shahu, an extra Hu, and in Yegupa, Deyu Luchal Terekula. So that's how I know, Ein Shlichu Dvar Veira, if you hold Shnei Tzum HaBok HaEchel and Melamdin, and you hold like Beis Shammai.
But if you hold Melamdin, that's Yeshliach, right?
You could, unless the Torah says the opposite way. Melamdin doesn't mean you have to learn. Melamdin means you're allowed to learn.
Well, why? I mean, Melamdin means that even though it's repeated,
you can learn like it said once. Like it said once.
But it says once, right? So like it says once.
But Shkut Echot, the Torah said,
that's right. So
and the Torah wrote an extra passage to tell me that this is the rule in the whole Torah.
No, but good, that's the... That's the whole Torah, but the other side says, learn.
Again, it is an extra pasuk to say, learn from Shkut Echot and don't learn from Ilu Tzvicha. That's what the extra pasuk tells me. Dr. Gemara, Lamad Amishnek Tzumabachim Emer Lamdin, so he doesn't need a Huahu. Hani Ahuahu, my Darzbu. And the truth is, the Gemara could have asked according to Beis Hillel that you have three psukim. Why do I need Huahu? He has to do it himself. He has to do it willingly. So God derived it. And had the other man the other that needs it to exclude shliach from the extra hay. That which we learned to the bright time of the shluchah tayaregas hanefesh. You tell the shliach go kill somebody. Who chayiv the shochah putter? He is chayiv. The ones that sent him are putter. David HaMelech is blamed for killing Uriah, even though he didn't do it. It was a messenger of a messenger, meaning he didn't even kill him. He sent him to a letter to Yaev to put him in the front lines, and then the guy killed him. Yet he's chayev, so we see at least it's like a shlichas. At least we're blaming him, at least like a shlichas. My time in the Bishamah is Zakim, so we're next to him, Bechim Lamdin, Roloi Darish. Bibai Samuel Levim Darish, my chayev chayev dine shemayim. Just means he's chayev dine shemayim, not a dine adam. Frank the Gemara Bechal, Tana Kamas Abel, Bidine Shemayim, but when Tav is off the hook, Dine Rabba, Bidine Zutin, Kibinai, the question is how much he's chayev dine shemayim. The Torah made a chiyav. That Ritzicha is different. So we have to open three pshatim. Either Bishamai holds everywhere Yeshlich with Ravera, or they hold two pshatim. That's one pshat. The other two pshatim so far are to say that they don't hold Shlich with Ravera, but it's an exception, either with Xeris HaKasav, or because all it means is Dine Shemayim. What is my soul do with that pasuk? I look at Yam and Machar Yam and Yatsin Nenishalov. Avu Yachit Yatsin Nenishalov. My time, Mayer b'Malchus Ava. Yoyev, the Uriyo is the Mayer b'Malchus. My time. The Amalei Adoyni Yoyev. The Adoyni Apnei Asot Chaynim. Rashi learns the fact that he called Yoyev a master in front of David. That's the Mayer b'Malchus. Don't think of my bite. Tamar Rabim Tim Shalom. Masavir Shabbos Nixu and Bunkechem Alamdim. But who had who loy Darish? And he holds Yeshliyahu Tarvera and the whole Tyra. Which was the first way of explaining Shammai. When you told the Shliach to do something that the Avera is the pleasure involved, we don't find anywhere in the Torah that somebody should have pleasure and it should pass on to somebody else. Yes?
I'm sorry, just to go back a second. So, does anyone who says Adon Olam in front of a king, is he...
No, the Rabbi Nisham is a master.
Agreed.
But Yaev is not.
However, there are, what I'm saying is that there are various strata of masters.
If you, I'm just going to say a marshal, and I really don't want to get involved in this, but I'll do it as fast as I can. You're standing in front of Rabbi Yashav, and you're quoting the Rav in your shul. And you say, I want to tell you that I have a gadol that's sad, not like you. It would say, like, hello, excuse me, get some brains. No, right, sir. You're talking to David HaMelech. You don't say anybody is a master. No. It's like saying there is another master besides you. Rabbi Yashiv, you should know that the little Rav, no offense to the Rav, he's Rav in Shemesh Shabbos. He's a little Rav that barely knows Aleph Beis. He argues with you. You know what? Goodbye. Get some brains. That's what we need, brains.
There's a problem with what you said, which is nobody's spoken in front of Rabbi Yashiv.
I'm just trying to prove a point. That's
no,
I'm
sorry, I couldn't resist
it. It might. Rav Amar Shliach Nasein. Rav said, Shliach becomes an aid. The mayor of Shilam, Rav Shliach Nasei. My time in the mayor of Shilam, Shilam, Rav the aid, but you have to appoint aid. That's only halacha by admission that we need atamedai. Rav, the Shliach, because we say if not, he didn't mean it. Rav, the Shliach Nasei, Aluma Kamam, the most, it's a stronger aidus. The mayor of Shilam, Rav Shliach Nasei, give them a mashluch, Shabbat, come by, so have a like a gufoy, becomes like gufoy. We explained Avni Meluam's worry that Avni Meluam says, what is the psul of the gay of Baldover? Is it because he has a vested interest, or is it because he is Matthias of Baldover? Mace, Amr Lashlash, Tsuva Kitchel, Isha, Echo Shliach, Shnai made, Divri Bishamet, Shilam, Kulam, Shluchamay, Bishlich Nasei, which is not like Rav. How can they be of a Shlash? Even Bishamet only said it when they could split. Avni Shnai, Divakar Loi. That the Gemara Dama Kai Tana Tanya Nasanim B'Shamem Shlich Lai Zecher B'Shulam Shlich Lushnei Edim. B'Shul also agrees, meaning B'Shul to the concept if you can split. In fact, Gemara Rav Ki B'Shamai, because B'Shamai is the one that says you can be both. Epoch, turn around, Rav and Rav Shila. I'm sorry, B'Shul and B'Shamai. Rav Achamei Rav Amas Di Epoch, Rav Amai Shlich Nasei, B'Rav Shila Amas Shlich Nasei. The Hilchasa, the Halacha is, Shlich Nasei. Amar Rav Amar Nachum Amar Lishnayim Tuvah Kitchuli Yishis Isha. Go be Mekadosh a lady for me. Hey Nei Shluchav Hey Nei Nei Dav. We Paskin Shliach Nasei. Bechem Begarishin. Bechem Bedinei Mamanet. At one point in history, at a point in history, that a guy who was sent with the money would be believed to say he gave it back. So at that point, he's believed to say that he paid the other guy, and he could be a witness to it. Shlich Yashmin in Kedushim Mishim Dol Meitzer Kasi. There's no reason that they have a vested interest. If anything, the vested interest is not to marry her off. So they believe. Maybe they're lying. Maybe they never gave her to get, but they want a divorce. Why would two lie if one can marry her? They split the money. That's why we have to tell you that they believe. They have to say they paid back. Because if they say they didn't pay back, the guy would say, where's the money? And they couldn't say, we gave it back to you. The Amalai Perina, we didn't pay him. Amalu Peruni, pay me. So the Gemara, they could have said, we gave it back to you. Now that in place there is a Shuas Hesses, that even when a person says, I gave it back, he has to swear. So Mamela, they become the game of Davar. They don't want to swear. They have to say they paid the guy. So what happens? Halacha. So the bottom line is they're not Adam. So if they're not Adam, what do we do in this case? That Loiva sent the money with two people. They say they paid, but they're not believed anymore as Adam. The guy said, I never got paid. Mr. Loiva is saying, what do you want me to do? I sent the money. They say they paid you. He said, I don't trust them. They didn't pay me. I know they didn't pay me. So what happens? Stop behind the Adam the Ibnalay. The Adam swear that they gave it to him, and they're off the hook because the Loiva trusted them. And the Malbuk swears that he never got it. Like, this is a case of similar to Chem v'Yabakasai. Right? The Shavit Parley Loiva and the Malva, and the Loiva has to pay again.
So in that case, is that called Shia Masai?
No. Not at eight. Once you hold, you need a Shua Tessus. By money, you can't say Shliach Masai. Because they have a vested interest here. Because they're going to have to swear.
Are they swearing to the Malva, right?
To the Loiva. Meaning this. What made them non-partial was that they could always say they gave it back to the Loiva. But if giving it back to the Loiva requires a Shua, then they don't have that option. So they have vested interest here. Now they're going to swear to the Loiva that they paid the Malva.
The Loiva says he admits that
he gave it to the guy, but it doesn't mean they paid him. The money is lost somewhere. Somebody is lying here. The problem is, there's no witnesses. And Mr. Loiva, you trusted them. The Malva never trusted them. You trusted them. You got a problem. The Malva will say, they swore they gave it to me. I don't trust them. They're liars. You're only chayav to accept the shvua from somebody that you had a business deal that you trusted to a certain extent. I gave my money to a shomer. He says it was lost. I trusted him by giving it to him. So I have to accept his shvua. I lend the guy money. He says he paid me. I trusted him to lend the money. I have to accept his shvua. A stranger that I never had nothing to do with, I don't believe his shvua. I didn't show any trust that I should have to accept the shvua. You trusted him. Leave me out.
Who's the
Malba.
Yeah, so he's having to swear
that he never got paid.
That
means somebody's swearing falsely.
Right.
Exactly.
Doesn't that undermine?
No, because who says he's swearing truthfully?
Anymore?
Yeah, we don't make our own takana. There's no takana like that.
There is
sometimes we use it and sometimes we don't. That doesn't mean we apply it in every case. Sometimes they use that. Your and her father. I'm Rav Yehuda Eishtei Zayim Kerechus Kerechel Aviyah B'Kabbalah Gita. Only her father. Period. End of that machloikis. New statement. Chol Shein Yechay Lishmas Gita. She's not capable of understanding divorce. And Yechay Lizgarish. Rashi learns, not by her, not by her father. I'm Rav Shlokish. K'machloikis the Gerish and K'machloikis solution. That according to the Tanakama, a 12-year-old would be able to marry herself off. Rav Yechay Lishmas K'machloikis the Gerish. Abu the Kedushin to Yaakov Leviyev and Loi. Rabbi Shlakish is very easy to understand. The Yatzar the Haizam. Amr Shlakish, Chanina, my time at Rabbi Yechon and Levi the Rabbanon. Gerush in the Machnetes Atzmus Lushus Aviyah, she's bringing herself Bein Hibein Aviyah, the father is Nicha. Kedush in the Mavkas Atzmus Lushus Aviyah, Aviyah Veloyi, her father, not her. Frek the Gemar Vare Maimer, the Mavkas Atzmus Lushus Aviyah, with Tanana we learn, Sadam and Erisin Ainu Bas Maimer Midas Aviyah, Anara Bein Midas Atzmus Bein Midas Aviyah. Now the truth is the Gemara could have given an answer that would have eliminated the whole question. Maimer is different because there's a Zika. That's the Gemara's final answer. At this point, we try different answers. Eli Itmar Hochi Itmar. I'm eventually in my time, Rabbi Yechali Rabbanon. Kedusha the Midaita. Kedusha needs her acquiescence. Aviyah V'loyi, the father is the one that owns her dad. Gerush is the Balkarcha. You don't need her acquiescence. Bein hi bein aviyah. Correct the Gemara, Maimer the Midaita, Tony Bein hi bein aviyah. Maimer, you need her agreement. But the Gemara also Maimer the Balkarcha of a Rebbe. Who says you need her agreement by Maimer? Rebbe says you don't. The Tanya we learned, Taisa Maimba Bivemta Shlemidaita, Rabbi Aymer Kana, the Chamam Loikana. Rabbi says it works, and the Chamam say it doesn't work. My time with the Rabbi called me Bia Divama, just like a Bia Divama, my Bia Divama Bakarcha, Chonavi Bakarcha. But on Sabi, I've been in the Kedushin. We learn not Maimba from Kedushin, not Kedushin the Midaita, I'm talking about the Midaita. Maika Mifli, what's the argument Rabbi Drabana? Rabbi Savar, Bili Divama, Mi Yavama, Havalay Lamayluf, we compare Yavama's things to Yavama. About a side of Kedushim, Kedushim, have a little mail. But the Gemara can have me stop because the Gemara should be Yeshua. Makes sense. The Tony saved him, Hashem came to Kedushim. Right? So we say clearly that it has to do that, that Maimer is different than Kedushim. That's why the mission over there, the Bryce or whatever it was, said that Kana can't do Maimer, can do Maimer. I'm sorry, a Naira can do Maimer and not Kedushim. Dr. Gemara named 11 to the Shulkish. That says beferish that you can't do kedushin. As long as you're not Rabbi Yehuda, I'm saying I don't know if that's Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, when you're Yehuda, I'm saying kedushin, I'm saying begerish me by life. Could have said a bigger kiddush. Enochi nami, I did the tani maimer, the tani the kedushin, tani nami, I'm saying kedushin. That's why it said I'm saying kedushin. In fact, the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, I'm saying maimer. Why can she do maimer? She can't do get, she can't do kedushin. So why should she be able to do maimer? Are you the skuka by madness? Because of Zika, the Gemara has to us as Malachi. Now that you've introduced that Zika makes a difference, if you're going to nami le'tik shaloch mikara, shadi ma'im ha'yas lukavei medas. This is what we got. Merch Hashem tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Scheduled this week. We're learning Merch Hashem through Wednesday, and then we're on summer vacation.